Connecting the Disconnected was really a research project by young people about other young people, 16 to 24. Disconnected was defined as not in school and not working. And what we're going to share today is, this is participatory research, so I'm going to show you a little video of two of the young men who did the actual administration, but they also did lots of the other pieces that really make this a participatory project. Okay, I don't want to do that. Let's see. Wonderful. Our partners, the Young Men and Women of Grove Hall, which is a section of Boston. I'll show you a map in a little bit. Project Right is a community-based organization within which some of these young men and women were working. 10-Point Coalition is a faith-based organization that was also part of the project. The impetus for the project was City Councilor Chuck Turner, and as we're doing anything with the city, we've got to put in our fearless leader, Tom Menino, the mayor of the city of Boston. Deep gratitude to our team at Harvard, the Harvard University School of Public Health's Injury Control Research Center. I promised I would say that right. Deb Azriel and Mary Virinitis, and we've got some wonderful photos of the two of them to show. They went out of their way to support these young people in understanding the analysis and cross-tabbing and lots of wonderful pieces, but I'll let them talk about it in their voice. This is the Grove Hall section of Roxbury in Boston, our youth survey administrators, Master Adams, real name, Martin Booth, Thomas Ng, Carl Johnson, Calvin McMillian, Monique Paulding, Kevin Thomas, Jesenia Rosario, Tyshawna Ross, Ernest Williams, and yes, Chase, one name. The Grove Hall section of Boston is part of the border between Roxbury and Dorchester. These are the census units, tracts that are part of the neighborhood and where we decided with the young people we should cover. They decided what the geography of the neighborhood was also and where they would go and do this survey administration. We had some fairly provocative results, so I'll just go over these because this is APHA and we should have results. Over 57% knew five or more people killed during the time asked. So in the past 3 years, how many people do you know personally who've been killed? As you can see, over 20% knew 10 or more. Other provocative results, we kind of knew that the males, you know, were experiencing more of this stuff than the females. The witness to gun violence, ever been shot at. So we weren't too surprised with those numbers. But we were surprised where, it, you know, we asked folks who had children. And so having children, folks who had at least one child had greater percentages of exposure to violence, of being shot at, stabbed, knowing someone killed in the past 3 years. There's some correlation with dropped out, being out of school and so forth as well, and a perpetration of violence as well. And then what we knew and needed to kind of prove was that being out of work and being out of school was a real danger for young people in this neighborhood, and to dramatic numbers there. Some other provocative results, the ever shot or shot at numbers. Again, if you dropped out or got a GED but left school and got a GED afterwards, you were, you know, almost 16 percentage points more likely to ever been shot at. Similarly, ever stabbed. Witness gun violence in the past year was high for everybody, but still higher for the folks who had dropped out or were in GED as opposed to the folks who were in high school or had their high school diploma. Again, we were looking at 16 to 24-year-olds. And I'm going to show you a little video of their voices about this project. They were deeply involved in the design of the tool, its administration, part of the analysis, and they've been the main folks doing the dissemination of the findings. So this is Promise to Work. It's there. I just like to open the spot. Okay.
Really?
That would be great. Nice. Well, while they're doing that, we engaged the young men and women in the survey from the beginning. So they were part of deciding what the questions would be. We did focus groups to figure out Whether or not young people who are representative of the sample would answer questions about their gun use, about questions about their home life, where they lived. There were 37 items on the question, and this is a double-sided sheet, and the administration was literally in the streets. The part of the reason to engage young people who reflected the population you're trying to serve is that you and I can't find them behind the abandoned building. We don't know which building, which backyard to go into. And these young people knew exactly where to go, knew who to target, knew who could get a group of folks, knew where to go, where these folks were already going for services. So they're involved in the design and development of the tool. They live tested the questions. Literally, we provided training in survey administration and then had them go and beta test the questions out in the community. They came back and said, these questions work. This one's phrased a little funny. I couldn't get an answer for this. They gave us a lot of input into what questions would actually work. The target was 600 young people surveyed. They got the 600 and were like, we're ready to go. And so we actually got to 1,200 surveys. About 1,050 were in the range, the 16 to 24-year-olds who were disconnected. And they also managed and did the data entry. So we trained them on data entry, literally put the survey on SurveyMonkey. They could go online wherever they were, which is one of the ways of making this really easy for young people to access. And they entered the information. The surveys were numbered, so they'd have to put in the survey number. They kept track of when the surveys came in. So we did a lot of skill building on the pieces of conducting research that weren't just about getting the surveys done. Our friends at, and especially Mary, who couldn't be here today, from the Harvard School of Public Health, also spent a lot of time with these young people doing, showing them what the analysis was like, why you could say this and why you couldn't say that, help them to develop the cross tabs so that you could get a piece of literature that was actually useful and credible, and also ask them what should be in there. One of the things that the young people talk about in the video that you're not seeing is how they could ask Deb and Mary for anything, and that they didn't push back. They were willing to actually bring those answers forward if they were in the research, and that they were willing to come to the neighborhood and see what the young people were talking about. We also conducted focus groups, so this was also the skill building, building in the young people the skills to do the focus groups, to triangulate, to see whether or not this information really was true. Is what we're seeing in the answers to the survey really true by the young people conducting focus groups with disconnected youth and getting some of those answers back to make sure we're on the right path. And I talked about dissemination. They prepare the presentations. They were involved in the design of the report. I mean, from layout and pictures to what should be in, what should be kept out. They've been doing public and private presentations to lots of different organizations. They presented to the mayor and the mayor's cabinet. They presented to universities. They're doing them at community meetings. And really felt like this was a way, and they describe it as a way to feel like they were doing more in the community. And one of the young men said, you know, we weren't just getting, and they were paid to do this, and I just want to put a plug in for that. Everybody else who was involved in the project was on paid time, so it was unrealistic and unconscionable to really not pay young people to be part of this. So it was different than I think some folks wanted to do, but we really pushed that idea. And they said, you know, we weren't paid to stay off the street. We were actually paid to make our communities better, which is wonderful. So I'm going to end there, and we'll take some questions at the end. Oh, my non-disclosure. I have no relationships to disclose.